Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
I was at the doctor the other day, and she prescribed me PrEP.
What's that?
PrEP is a daily pill I take to prevent HIV.
Oh, I think I've heard of that, but I didn't know it was for women.
PrEP is for anyone who is concerned about their risk of getting HIV. Women can take it too.
Why did you decide to start taking it?
I just love that there is something I can do to prevent HIV for myself. PrEP puts me in control of my sexual health. I'm glad I talked to my doctor about it.
To find a local health provider you can talk to about PrEP, visit cdc.gov/HIVtogether/prevention, and let's stop HIV together.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the 2023 WNBA All-Star Weekend. Also, we'll look at the current league leaders and standings, and we'll have a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA, so it should be exciting. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the WNBA All-Star Weekend, specifically the All-Star Friday event. If you didn't have an opportunity to check it out, we'll have all of the highlights later on in the program. But the All-Star Friday festivities was outstanding. Starting off with the skills challenge, we had the duo of the Las Vegas Aces with guards Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum. And we had the Atlanta Dream being represented by Alicia Gray and Cheyenne Parker. You had the duo from the New York Liberty with Sabrina Ionescu and Courtney Vandersloot. And you had the duo of the Dallas Wings with Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabali. Now, the duo of Gray and Plum were outstanding in the skills competition. They would go on to win. And also coming in second place was the duo from the New York Liberty with Sabrina Ionescu and Courtney Vandersloot. And I got to tell you one thing. If you have not had an opportunity to watch any WNBA basketball this year, you are missing out on a treat so far, because the Las Vegas Aces from top to bottom have been playing some magnificent basketball. And the two names that I mentioned, the duo of Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum that represented Las Vegas, they showed up and showed out in this year's skills competition. They would go on to win, and we'll have highlights of them winning a little bit later on in the program. But the skills competition was exciting, with the duo of Gray and Plum representing the hometown Las Vegas Aces, because that's where the WNBA All-Star game was at this year. It was in Las Vegas. So Chelsea and Kelsey handled their business, winning the skills competition. And the three-point contest, my goodness, you had the following competitors. You had Sammy Whitcomb representing the Seattle Storm, Arike Ogunbowale representing the Dallas Wings, Dejanay Carrington representing the Connecticut Sun, Kelsey Mitchell representing the Indiana Fever, Jackie Young represented the Las Vegas Aces, and of course, representing the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina went on a tear, and she was sensational. She scored 37 points in the final round of the three-point contest. Her 37 points is a record for both the NBA and the WNBA. The previous NBA record was 31 points, and the previous WNBA record was 30 points. But Sabrina Ionescu put up 37 points in the final round. And that was amazing. I tell you, if you had not had an opportunity to watch WNBA basketball, even pay attention to the New York Liberty, you know the Liberty has Breanna Stewart. They also have Bette Nijalany, Courtney Vandersloot. But Sabrina Ionescu, man, she is definitely taking a life of her own and becoming a future star, not just in the W, but just in all of women's basketball. But that three-point contest was the highlight of the All-Star Friday events. Skills Challenge was really good. Enjoyed that. But, man, the three-point contest was sensational, specifically with the performance from the New York Liberty's Sabrina Ionescu. All right, my next storyline is going to be the WNBA All-Star Game. So we had the All-Star Game, and I tell you one thing. It was, again, the format, just like last year, it was the same format for this year. Team Stewart, led by the captain, Brianna Stewart, going up against Team Wilson. And the captain of that team is Asia Wilson. On Team Stewart, you had the starters, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks, and Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. And then you had your reserves, Kalia Copper representing the Chicago Sky, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty, Kelsey Mitchell representing the Indiana Fever, Courtney Vandersloot representing the New York Liberty, Nafisa Collier representing the Minnesota Lynx, and Ezzie McBagor representing the Seattle Storm. And the head coach of Team Stewart was Stephanie White representing the Connecticut Sun. And then we had Team Wilson, of course, led by the captain, Asia Wilson, and your starters for Team Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces, Chelsea Gray. Also representing the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young, and of course, Asia Wilson was on the team as well, followed by Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. And then you had your reserves, Alicia Gray from the Atlanta Dream, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces, Dawana Bonner from the Connecticut Sun, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics, Cheyenne Parker from the Atlanta Dream, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, and Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. And the head coach of Team Wilson was Becky Hammond from the Las Vegas Aces. So again, a typical professional sporting league all-star game. A lot of points, not a whole lot of defense. When you know about the All-Star game, you know that it's basically going to be, as I stated earlier, a lot of offense, flashy plays, cool passes, attempts at, you know, long-range shots and things of that nature. But, you know, this is what I expected, is particularly for the WNBA All-Star game. A lot of offense, not too much defense. They weren't going to be too tough. Again, this is the best of the best and the creme de la creme in the WNBA. And certainly we saw a lot of that and then some. And they had some new rules for this year. Well, the new rules that they had in last year's All-Star game, but they brought them back for this year's All-Star game. They had the 20-second shot clock, and they also had the 4-point shot. So this year's All-Star game, just like last year, they definitely took advantage of the 4-point shot. And there were no free throws in this year's All-Star game. It was automatic points for free throw attempts. So, hey, this is what you expected in an All-Star game, specifically in a WNBA All-Star game. One person that shined bright in this contest was Jewel Lloyd. She was named the WNBA All-Star Game MVP, and we'll get more into Jewel and talk about her a little bit later on in the program. But gosh, hey, what a fun weekend it was in Las Vegas with the WNBA All-Star Weekend, also coinciding with the NBA Summer League. Again, great weekend by the W, and certainly the All-Star Friday festivities, and then Saturday being with the WNBA All-Star Game. Fun weekend indeed that those ladies had a chance to enjoy in Las Vegas. And for my last storyline, it's going to be the second half of the WNBA season. So now, the second half of the WNBA season begins. So many storylines coming into this second half. Let's start off with the Las Vegas Aces, red hot in the first half. Can they continue this momentum going into the second half without missing a beat? What about the New York Liberty? The Liberty really balling, really took control towards the end of the first half of the year. Can they continue to keep that same momentum with great talent like a Brianna Stewart, like a Bettnyjah Laney, like a Sabrina Ionescu and a Courtney Vandersloot? The Liberty, not too far behind the Aces in the standings. We shall see how that's going to play out. What about the Connecticut Sun? Connecticut suffering a devastating injury in the first half of the year to Breonna Jones, but they have not missed a beat. They still have Dawana Bonner. They still have Alyssa Thomas. You also, DeJanay Carrington, you put her in the mix as well. Natisha Heideman, just to name a few. Connecticut right on the heels of the Liberty in the standings. So it's about neck and neck between those two teams. So it's going to be very interesting how all things play out with Connecticut. How about other teams that are trying to fight for playoff spots, like the Atlanta Dream, the Washington Mystics, the Minnesota Lynx, the Chicago Sky, the Los Angeles Sparks. Those teams are definitely trying to fight to get into playoff contention once the second half of the season begins. And what about the Dallas Wings? Dallas, man, they've been balling. They've been balling pretty well, especially towards the end of that first half. And that point guard has been outstanding with Arike Ogunbowale. She has been phenomenal. And Dallas could move up in the standings. They could move up, possibly try to get a higher seed in playoff contention whenever the second half of the season starts. But, man, there's so many storylines going into the second half, not just with Las Vegas, but also with New York and Connecticut and Atlanta and Washington, also Dallas. And you put Minnesota, Chicago, and Los Angeles in the mix as well. Definitely going to be exciting. And, hey, I expect this second half to be even more exciting. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a recap of the 2023 WNBA All-Star Weekend. The sounds of the weekend that was in Las Vegas during the 2023 WNBA All-Star Weekend. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
We don't have to tell you that you've got a lot to be thankful for and a lot to look forward to. It's hard to imagine how much you could lose if you lost just one thing, your sight. Before you notice, you may be in very serious trouble because once you lose your vision to glaucoma, it's gone forever. Groups at high risk for glaucoma include African Americans and Hispanics over the age of 40, those with a family history of glaucoma, people with diabetes, and anyone over age 50. The only way to detect glaucoma before your sight starts disappearing is with a dilated eye exam. A dilated eye exam is a simple, painless test that can detect early signs of glaucoma and other eye diseases. Call your eye doctor today to schedule a dilated eye exam. After all, you have a lot to look forward to. Get a dilated eye exam before glaucoma gets you. Get the facts. Visit preventblindness.org/glaucoma.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's give you a recap of the weekend that was in Las Vegas for the 2023 WNBA All-Star festivities. Let's start off with All-Star Friday, and we had the Skills Challenge, and the competitors that we had in the Skills Challenge were the duo of the Las Vegas Aces with Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum. And we had the duo representing the Atlanta Dream with Alicia Gray and Cheyenne Parker. We had the duo representing the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu and Courtney Vandersloot. And we had the duo representing the Dallas Wings with Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabali. And, of course, the winners of the Skills Challenge was the duo of the Las Vegas Aces, the guards, Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum. I got to tell you, the first half of the year, as I mentioned earlier, was sensational, specifically for the Las Vegas Aces. And Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum are just two of the young ladies that have brought so much attention and also so much depth and championship experience to that team. Hey, the Aces are the defending champions, right? And so far, so good. No signs of slowing down. But here's Chelsea and Kelsey winning the skills competition. And also, too, just to know that this duo currently is one of the best in the league. So here's Chelsea and Kelsey winning the skills challenge.
Everybody's gotten the pass down. That hasn't been an issue.
She looks like she's ready to get shot out of a cannon at the start of it.
Oh, missed the little runner. And you could see her saying to Sabrina afterwards, that shot down there is hard. Now, the threes were way off from the corner last time for Kelsey.
Launch.
Here as well.
Wow. That was a launch.
The left corner hasn't been the space for Kelsey Plump from three. Lays it in, though. And here is Chelsea Gray. Now, rather than counting up, there's a countdown clock for 58 seconds for Vegas because that's the time they have to beat. Gray in the corner. Knocks down the three. It's pretty much in the bag at this point. Kelsey Gray. There it is! The Skills Challenge Champions, Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, a couple of Vegas guards making the hometown crowd happy.
That audio is courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, and that was Ryan Rucco on the call of Las Vegas Aces guards Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum winning the skills competition during the 2023 WNBA All-Star Weekend. Just a little note to pass along to you for those that have not watched, had a chance to watch the skills challenge. The skills challenge is basically a 2-round timed obstacle course. It's like a relay competition that tests agility, dribbling, passing, and shooting skills. And the name of the game is to make sure that the teams that have the two players, they have to complete the course within a certain amount of time. They have to beat the clock. So it's all about timing, and it's all about precision, whether it be with your dribbling, your shooting, your passing, and things of that nature. So that's how the skills challenge works. Just like for an All-Star Weekend with the NBA, it's the same principle with the WNBA. So Team Aces representing Las Vegas, the duo of Chelsea Gray and Kelsey Plum. In the first round, they completed the skills challenge within 45.9 seconds. And in the final round, they completed it in 44.3 seconds. So, again, congratulations to Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, the duo of the Las Vegas Aces for winning the 2023 WNBA All-Star Skills Challenge. All right, let's move along now to the three-point contest. And I tell you one thing, Sabrina Ionescu, she made history in that final round, scoring 37 points. Man, that's a record for both the NBA and the WNBA. I'll get into all of that in just a minute. The other competitors in the three-point contest were Sammy Whitcomb from the Seattle Storm, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings, DeJounte Carrington from the Connecticut Sun, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. But Sabrina could not be touched in Las Vegas over the weekend. That final round was simply sensational. Here's Sabrina making history.
Ionescu had a big first round with 26. Whitcomb at 28.
Gosh, it looks so easy,
right? It does. Well, one of the things Sabrina's talked about shooting this year for the Liberty is she's never had this many open shots before in her career. Obviously, Brianna Stewart creates that gravity, and it's created a lot of practice for shots like that. She just cashed in on the entire money ball rack and the starry ball. Sabrina Ionescu is putting up a monster final round. Wow! She cannot miss. Whoa! Sabrina Ionescu! My goodness! Ionescu on fire! This is ridiculous! Has this arena buzzing? Finally misses. She's already up to 31. In the corner. This is incredible. Sabrina Ionescu, you bet! The greatest performance we have ever seen in this contest. And it is not even close.
Well, I was just focused on making one at a time. I wasn't sure how many I'd missed, but I knew it wasn't a lot. So I'm happy to have won this, and I'm thankful for the crowd. They were cheering me on the entire time. I practice. I practice a lot of these live reps, so I'm able to do it today. Well, hopefully pretty complete. Obviously got a lot of work to do. I'm still trying to get better every single day, but I'm really blessed to be in this position.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, and New York Liberty guard Sabrina Ionescu. And you heard her say at the towards the end of the soundbite, and she's saying that, yes, she was proud of her performance, but she's still looking for ways to get better and to improve her game. Well, the improvement has shown, and it did show during the three-point contest. As I stated earlier, her scoring 37 points in the final round of that three-point contest is a record for both the NBA and the WNBA. The previous record in a three-point contest for the NBA was 31 points, and the previous record in a WNBA three-point contest was 30. Well, guess what? The new record holder belongs to Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And, man, I got to tell you, I tell you one thing. Sabrina caught a lot of eyes during this past weekend in Las Vegas, specifically Steph Curry. Steph Curry had FaceTimed her and also hit her up on Twitter and was saying, hey, you want a challenge? So certainly Sabrina Ionescu caught the attention of not only Steph Curry, but also LeBron James and a lot of NBA and as well as WNBA peers and people from fans of the game. She really caught a lot of eyes over the weekend, and certainly what a masterful performance by Sabrina Ionescu presenting the New York Liberty, winning the 2023 WNBA All-Star Three-Point Contest. Oh, yeah, and we also had a game as well, yeah. We had a game between WNBA All-Star game. This was on Saturday between Team Stewart, led by Captain Brianna Stewart, going up against Team Wilson, led by the captain, Asia Wilson. And Team Stewart would go on to win. Final score, 143-127. You know, I talk about if you had an opportunity to listen to this show, and I've been doing this for a while now, and you know that one of my favorite players in the W is Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba. And, you know, she is a disciple of the late, great Kobe Bryant, who was called the Black Mamba. And certainly Jewel has had an amazing first half of the year. She's currently the league's leading scorer, and she has just been, that's what they say, breaking necks and cashing checks, right? I mean, Seattle hasn't had a good first half of the year, but clearly one of the bright spots for Seattle has been Jewel Lloyd, and she was named All-Star MVP. Here is Jewel at the end of the game.
Threes are more than twos. I think I told Sabrina that we're going to put a lot of threes up. But it's a special moment, honestly. It's just beautiful for the league, and I'm happy I was able to do it in front of my family. There was a lot of pressure, and they're trying to get me open, and I got double teamed over here. Thank you very much. But, you know, I'm just trying to do what my teammates wanted me to do, and it went in, so I'll take it. Honestly, it's special because the last time I saw Kobe was here, and so I know that he's constantly with me, and I try to live by his words of be epic and create forever.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. So as I mentioned earlier about Kobe Bryant was known as the Black Mamba, rest in peace to Kobe, and Jewel was just paying homage to Kobe. Kobe was definitely a mentor to Jewel and someone that encouraged her and still continues to inspire her and encourage her in spirit. And Jewel had one heck of a performance in this year's All-Star game. As I mentioned, she was named the MVP of this year's WNBA All-Star game. She finished with 31 points. Also contributing for Team Stewart, Brittany Griner. Brittany finished with 18 points and had 13 rebounds, and she had a double-double in this contest. And certainly Brittany, let's just say Brittany dazzled the crowd with a couple of dunks, something that you normally don't see a lot of dunking in WNBA games. But, you know, the All-Star game is special, and certainly it's, like I stated earlier, it's the best of the best, and it's the creme de la creme. And certainly this is what you get to see players show up and show out and do amazing stunts and do amazing things. And Brittany showed up with a couple of dunks. Here's Brittany in action.
Bring it up, big girl.
There you go. Now BG with the head of steam. There it is. BG is back.
You said it, Ryan.
Brittany Griner is back, coming down, throwing it down, and just as importantly, look at the fun she is having, the smile on her face.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company, Ryan Rucco and Rebecca Lobo on the call of that. And you heard what Rebecca said. It was so nice to see Brittany back out there just throwing it down and certainly just having a joy. And you can see it on, you saw it on her face if you had a chance to watch this weekend's All-Star game. You could see just the joy and just the passion. Everything was back and then some, and Brittany was definitely happy to be back out on that court, dazzling the crowd with those dunks. And speaking of Brittany, here she is at the end of the game.
It meant everything to me. I didn't think that I would be here today, honestly. But everybody, you know, sending letters, sending love, posting, I'm still seeing it to this day, everything that everybody did. It really meant a lot to me. It gave me hope. It made me not want to just, you know, give it up or anything. So it was this league that helped me out. I just love being here. I love competing. I love, you know, just doing everything for the fans. They do everything for us. We wouldn't be here without them. So, I'm just honored to be on this court. You know, I called my knees. I talked to them. I gave them a little pep talk. But we got it up there, so I'm good. I'm mad no one else. Dunk, NECA, where you at? NECA didn't dunk. She was supposed to dunk. We had a whole thing. She was supposed to dunk.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA, ESPN, and the Walt Disney Company. And you heard Brittany was just saying she was just so happy to be back out on the court and just doing what she loves to do. And she also made a mentioning about having to wake up her knees after doing the dunks. And Brittany, it's been a minute, but glad to see her back out in the court and doing what she does best. So, again, Brittany Griner, a.k.a. BG, had a double-double with 18 points and 13 rebounds. Also, Satu Sabally contributed with 19 points. Kalia Copper had 16 points. And Sabrina Ionescu finished with 18 points. And Nafisa Collier finished with 20 points. On the losing end for Team Wilson, of course, the captain of Team Wilson, Asia Wilson, representing the Las Vegas Aces, she finished with 20 points. Her teammate, Kelsey Plum, finished with 30 points. Arike Ogunbowale finished with 18 points. Alicia Gray finished with 10. Cheyenne Parker finished with 14 points. And Ryan Howard finished with 16 points. So again, the final score was Team Stewart, 143. Team Wilson, 127. And of course, becoming this year's 2023 WNBA All-Star Game MVP, Jewel Lloyd. She finished with 31 points. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you the current award winners in the W, and also we'll give you the league leaders and standings. Stay tuned. That's more coming up after the break. I'm Beth Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus.
from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time to give you your current award winners so far in the WNBA. Let's start off with the Player of the Week Award. For the week of May the 30th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner was Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. From the week of June the 6th, for the Eastern Conference, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And from the Western Conference, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. For the week of June 13th, for the second time this year, Breanna Stewart is the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner representing the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. From the week of June the 20th, Aaliyah Boston representing the Indiana Fever was the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner. And from the Western Conference, the Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. From June, the week of June the 27th, Player of the Week Award winner for the second time, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And from the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And from the week of July the 5th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week Award winner belongs to Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. And from the Western Conference, representing the Minnesota Lynx, Nafisa Collier. We move along now to the Player of the Month Award winners, starting off in the Eastern Conference. For the month of May, that award belongs to Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. For the month of June, in the Eastern Conference, the Player of the Month Award winner is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And for the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. We move along now to the Rookie of the Month Award winner. For the months of May and June, the Rookie of the Month Award winner belonged to Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. Again, she takes care of the Rookie of the Month Awards for the months of May and June. And then we have our Coach of the Month Awards. For the month of May, that belonged to Stephanie White from the Connecticut Sun. And for the month of June, that belonged to Becky Hammon from the Las Vegas Aces. And that takes care of your current award winners so far in the W. Let's move along now to the current league leaders in the W. Let's start off with points per game, the league's leading scorer, and this year's All-Star Game MVP coming in at number one, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging almost 26 points per game. Coming in at number two, Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. At number three, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. At number four, Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And at number five, Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. The next category is going to be rebounds. Coming in at number one, Stewie, Breanna Stewart from the New York Liberty. She's averaging near 10 rebounds a game. Coming in at number two is Melissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. Tied for third place, we have Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun and Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. And then coming in fifth place, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category that we have is assists. Coming in at number one, Courtney Vandersloot from the New York Liberty. She's averaging close to 9 assists per game. Coming in at number two, Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And then tied for fourth, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics and Courtney Williams from the Chicago Sky. Next category is going to be blocks per game. At number one Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number two, actually tied for second place, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Ezzie McBegor from the Seattle Storm. Coming in at number four, Elizabeth Williams from the Chicago Sky. And at number five, her teammate Elena Smith, also representing the Chicago Sky. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one, the rookie, Aaliyah Boston from the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 61% from the field. Coming in at number two, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. She's shooting 60%. Tied for third, we have Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun and Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. At number one, Elena Deladon from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 96% from the charity stripe. Coming in at number two is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 95% from the free throw line. Coming in at number three, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. Her teammate, Jordan Canada, comes in at number four, and Ariel Atkins comes in at number five. She represents the Washington Mystics. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. Coming in at number one, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. At number two, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number three, Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. At number four, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And at number five, Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 48% from behind the arc. Coming in at number two, Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. She's shooting 47%. Coming in at number three, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. She's shooting 45%. At number four, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. She's shooting 44%. And at number five is Mia Coffey from the Atlanta Dream. She's shooting 42%. Next category is going to be steals. Coming in at number one, Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics. She's averaging over two steals a game. Coming in at number two, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Tied for third, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings and Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. And at number five, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one, from the Dallas Wings, Arike Ogunbowale. She is currently averaging 37 minutes a game. Coming in at number two from the Connecticut Sun, Alyssa Thomas. At number three, Jewel Lloyd from the Seattle Storm. At number four, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And at number five is Natasha Howard from the Dallas Wings. And that takes care of your current league leaders at the end of the first half of the 2023 WNBA regular season. All right, before we go to break, here are the current standings in the W. The Las Vegas Aces, they're currently in first place. What can you say about them, right? They have a current record of 19-2. Coming in at number two, the New York Liberty, they have a record of 14-4. Coming in at number three, the Connecticut Sun with a record of 15-5. Coming in at number four, the Atlanta Dream, they have a record of 11-8. Coming in at number five are the Washington Mystics with a record of 11-8. Coming in at number six, the Dallas Wings, they have a record of 11-9. Coming up in seventh place are the Minnesota Lynx with a record of 9-11. At number eight, the Chicago Sky, they have a record of 8-12. Coming in at number nine, the Los Angeles Sparks, they have a record of 7-13. At number 10, the Indiana Fever, they have a record of 5-15. The Phoenix Mercury are next with a record of 4-15. And in last place are the Seattle Storm with a record of 4-16. That takes care of your current standings at the end of the first half of the 2023 WNBA season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, before we get on out of here, let's give you a look ahead to the week's upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, July the 18th. We have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Atlanta Dream, followed by the Connecticut Sun going up against the Phoenix Mercury. On Wednesday, July the 19th, the Indiana Fever will square off against the Washington Mystics, followed by the Dallas Wings going up against the New York Liberty. That should be an intriguing game with two of the best point guards in the NBA, with Arike Ogunbowale and Sabrina Ionescu. And then coming up on Thursday, July the 20th, the Atlanta Dream will square off against the Connecticut Sun, followed by the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Minnesota Lynx. And then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Phoenix Mercury. And then we have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Seattle Storm. On Friday, July the 21st, we have the New York Liberty going up against the Washington Mystics. On Saturday, July 22nd, we have the Connecticut Sun going up against the Atlanta Dream. We also have the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Minnesota Lynx. We have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Dallas Wings. And we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Seattle Storm. And then on Sunday, July the 23rd, we have the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Washington Mystics. And then we have the Indiana Fever going up against the New York Liberty. So certainly we've got some great games coming up as we kick off the second half of the WNBA season. So should be exciting, should be fun. And I'll tell you one thing, these players, these teams, they're going to be scrapping, because now it's either put up or shut up, and they're going to be scrapping for playoff spots, trying to get the right a higher seeding so they could at least get home court advantage in that first round. So it's definitely going to be interesting, and certainly second half is definitely going to be filled with a lot of suspense. I definitely can't wait for that. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care. And again, I'll leave you now with the sounds of what just took place in Las Vegas over the weekend, the 2023 WNBA All-Star Weekend. Never a dull moment, a lot of fun, a lot of suspense, a lot of history was made during the three-point contest with Sabrina Ionescu. Also, you had Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray. They handled their business, winning the skills challenge. And, of course, you had some great sounds from this year's All-Star game. Until next time, so long, everyone.
Everybody's gotten the pass down. That hasn't been an issue.
She looks like she's ready to get shot out of a cannon at the start of it.
Oh, missed the little runner. And you could see her saying to Sabrina afterwards, that shot down there is hard. Now, the threes were way off from the corner last time for Kelsey. Here as well. Wow.
That was a launch.
The left corner hasn't been the space for Kelsey Plum from three. Lays it in, though. And here is Chelsea Gray. Now, rather than counting up, there's a countdown clock for 58 seconds for Vegas, because that's the time they have to beat. Gray in the corner. Knocks down the three. It's pretty much in the bag at this point. Chelsea Gray. There it is! The Skills Challenge Champions. Chelsea Gray. Kelsey Plum. A couple of Vegas guards making the hometown crowd happy. Ionescu had a big first round with 26. Wickham at 28.
Gosh, it looks so easy,
Ryan. It does. Well, one of the things Sabrina's talked about shooting this year for the Liberty is she's never had this many open shots before in her career. Obviously, Brianna Stewart creates that gravity, and it's created a lot of practice for shots like that. She just cashed in on the entire money ball rack and the starry ball. Sabrina Ionescu is putting up a monster final round. Wow! She cannot miss. Whoa! Sabrina Ionescu! My goodness! Ionescu on fire! This is ridiculous! Has this arena buzzing? Finally misses. She's already up to 31 in the corner. This is incredible. Sabrina Ionescu, you bet! The greatest performance we have ever seen in this contest, and it is not even close.
Well, I was just focused on making one at a time. I wasn't sure how many I'd missed, but I knew it wasn't a lot. So I'm happy to have won this, and I'm thankful for the crowd. They were cheering me on the entire time. I practice. I practice a lot of these live reps, so I'm able to do it today. Well, hopefully pretty complete. Obviously got a lot of work to do. I'm still trying to get better every single day, but I'm really blessed to be in this position.
Bring it up, big girl.
There you go. Now BG with the head of steam. There it is! BG is back!
You said it, Ryan. Brittany Griner is back, coming down, throwing it down, and just as importantly, look at the fun she is having, the smile on her face.
I mean, it meant everything to me. I didn't think that I would be here today, honestly. But everybody, you know, sending letters, sending love, posting, I'm still seeing it to this day, everything that everybody did. It really meant a lot to me. It gave me hope. It made me not want to just, you know, give it up or anything. So it was this league that helped me out. I just love being here. I love competing. I love, you know, just doing everything for the fans. They do everything for us. We wouldn't be here without them. So I'm just honored to be on this court. You know, I called my knees. I talked to them. I gave them a little pep talk. But we got it up there. So I'm good. I'm mad no one else. Don NECA, where you at? NECA. Didn't dunk. She was supposed to dunk. We had a whole thing. She was supposed to dunk.
Threes are more than twos. I think I told Sabrina that we're going to put a lot of threes up. But it's a special moment, honestly. It's just beautiful for the league, and I'm happy I was able to do it in front of my family. Listen, it was a lot of pressure, and they're trying to get me open, and I got double teamed over here. Thank you very much. I'm just trying to do what my teammates wanted me to do, and it went in, so I'll take it. Honestly, it's special because the last time I saw Kobe was here. And so I know that he's constantly with me, and I try to live by his words of be epic and create forever.